Gamertag Radio is on Play.it.
You can now watch Gamertag Radio live on Twitch.
Get all the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Don't miss the crew record the podcast live Sundays, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get involved with the conversation, send us questions, and be part of the show.
Gamertag Radio.
Follow us, twitch.tv/GamertagRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go. Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 687. This is your host, Danny, and we have the whole crew up in here. We have Pete in the house. Pete.
Yo, yo, yo. What up?
And also Paris.
Hey, what's going on? I got a bone to pick with you about the last episode, by the way. But ooh, how's everybody doing today?
Boy. Everything good. What's up with you, man?
Good, man. We're here on Twitch, recording the podcast. Hello to everyone that's been watching right now. It's a good time.
Yeah, man.
Cool. All right. So what's your beef?
Oh, well, we're just going straight into beef.
I'm going straight in.
Okay.
What's your beef?
I'm glad you're bringing this up. So I went back and listened to the episode, and I realized that you're being a little hypocritical on something, because you kept telling people that the Xbox and the PlayStation were built off of third party, right? That it's all about third party. That's why people console third party, third party, third party. But then in the same breath, you say that people are going to pick up Crackdown 3 for the Xbox One X because it's an exclusive. Which one is it? You can't have both.
Whoa. We were having two different conversations. And what I was saying is, and here's the thing, Paris, and I'm going to go back, because a couple years ago, there was actually 2 years in a row that Sony was kind of lacking with
that isn't,
first party.
That is not the question.
Wait. Let me answer the question.
You answer a Microsoft question.
What I said in that conversation.
I love how you answer a Microsoft question with PlayStation.
We're talking about Microsoft. No. But I'm being real. Could you ask me? You said about third party too, right? That was part of the conversation. So what I said was that what helped Sony, they had a couple of exclusives, but it wasn't no Horizon, it wasn't no Uncharted. You know what I'm saying? Until Dawn, great game, people slept on it. You know, but what happened that year when Until Dawn came out was Destiny. A lot of big third-party games was coming out. And instead of people buying an Xbox One, they were buying it on PlayStation. So PlayStation was cheaper. It was a combination of a lot of things, and it helped.
That is not what I'm asking at all.
But now about Crackdown, what I said is people that been fans of Xbox for years, there are the majority of them probably are going to buy Crackdown if they have an Xbox One X.
Why?
If they have an Xbox One.
Why?
Why? Because it's the series Crackdown.
What? Okay.
To me, I'm not a fan of
that makes
Crackdown.
No sense. That literally makes no sense. So I've been a part of Xbox since the freaking alpha of X, you know, from day one, basically, right? I've been Xbox. I played Crackdown. Thought it was all right. Crackdown 2 was complete trash.
That was trash.
Everything.
But it sold a lot. It sold a lot because of the brand.
Actually, it did not. That's the point I'm trying to make.
It sold over a million copies globally.
That's not a lot.
Not you think it's a lie? Look it up.
That's not a lot.
Look at globally.
Hey,
a million.
If a million is a lot to you, then I guess we'll see that Sunset Overdrive sequel in 2018, right?
Oh man, the thing is, Paris, you're missing the point. UMP are saying this. UMP saying if you don't sell a million copies, it's a flop. What I'm saying is, if depending on the investment,
that is not what I say. You're taking the conversation somewhere that I'm not even talking about. That is not what I'm talking about.
But you say it's a flop. You say it's a flop because of the
That is not what I just said. I'm talking about the original question. The original question was, you're saying that people buy Xbox and PlayStation because of third party, but then you turn around and say that, oh yeah, the majority of Xbox owners will pick up Crackdown 3 regardless if it's a good game or not because it's an exclusive. So which one is it?
Yeah, no. It's the same thing with PlayStation 2.
His answer is yes.
You're a fan, yes. No, but it's...
You literally just sat here and said that Until Dawn didn't sell that well, and that was a PlayStation exclusive. So
and that was a great game,
So which
one
is it?
That was an amazing game.
Which one is it?
Which one is it what, Paris? Which one is it what? Crackdown?
You're telling me that consumers will blindly pick up exclusive titles because it's an exclusive, or do consumers pick up games due to their quality? Which one is it?
It depends, man. It depends. Okay. And depends on the type of person that's going to buy the game. If it's somebody that's very casual, probably going to pick up Crackdown, maybe.
Okay, so I got a quick sec. I'm going to add on to this and see what the reaction is because I'm kind of curious now. Danny actually mentioned it earlier today on Cafe con Danny. Shadow Thief on Twitter said, quoting Danny, the fans of Xbox are going to buy Crackdown no matter what because it's Crackdown and an exclusive, end quote. His response to that was, this is borderline insulting, Danny. It's like saying Xbox fans will buy any...
Let me finish.
Let's finish, and then you can retort. Let me finish. I am reclaiming my time. This is borderline insulting, Danny. It's like saying Xbox fans will buy any old piece of crap as long as there's an exclusive stamp on it. End quote. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You may reclaim your time now.
Again, how's that insulting? It's an freaking opinion. I have an opinion. What? Okay, let me ask you this, guys. What is it that you guys want from me?
We want a straightforward answer.
What is it you want me to answer? Because I'm answering based on my opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. But it's an opinion.
It's confusing to people because you're saying two different things. That's why I'm asking you. Okay. Which one is it?
What I said about Crackdown is... If you bought part one and part two and you have an Xbox One, you're going to buy it because it's part of the series. You like it. You're a fan of Crackdown. Now,
wrong fake news. I played both of the series. I have an Xbox One and I'm not likely to pick it up. So unless they've made major changes since we played it at E3, I don't see it as something that I'm going to run out. And it's a must buy title right now. There's nothing convincing me that says, Pete, go to Best Buy or get it off the Xbox Live Marketplace, download it now and play it because it's the tits. I don't see anything that's telling me.
I'm not saying that this game game of the year, guys.
Shout out to Blackbird Gaming for the subscription too, by the way.
Blackbird, thanks, man. Thanks for the subscription. Even if we're talking about Crackdown here for for how long already? Oh my God. I can't believe we started the show with this freaking Crackdown.
You don't want to wanted to throw it straight down. You threw the gauntlet down.
No,
so.
I just asked Paris, like, what's the beef? You know, what's the beef?
You flip-flopping again right there. On the real.
I'm being dead serious. Like, yo, I personally think that the game is going to sell. Wait, he has to dance? Oh, yeah.
No,
you were a little delayed there. A little late there, but okay. I think the game is going to sell, man. It's not going to... Is it going to get great reviews? It's going to be okay.
Okay. Stop.
Hey, man.
Oh, it's going to... So everything we've seen from Crackdown 3 has screamed mediocre. It has screamed Microsoft themselves don't even truly believe in this as being a flagship title for Xbox One X, right? But yet you then say in the same breath, oh, it's going to sell. So you're just saying consumers will buy garbage regardless if it's a quality game or not. That's what you're saying when you say that.
Paris. Oh my God. I don't know what else to say, man. Like, no matter what I say, it's like, what I'm saying is this.
Because part one and part two. You're too nonchalant. Oh, it'll sell. But you don't back it up with any reason as to why.
Because part one and part two wasn't getting great reviews. Those were getting mediocre reviews too. and it still sold.
Okay, let's back up. Crackdown 1 sold because of the Halo 3 beta and wound up being a cult hit. Crackdown 2 was a disappointment.
It was garbage.
Sales-wise and review-wise. So you can't just say, oh, Crackdown 2 sold too, because it didn't. That's the whole point I'm trying to make here. So what is leading you to believe that Crackdown 3, especially after the train wreck, what we saw with Major Nelson last week with the
demo. See, I haven't seen that video.
Oh, dude.
I haven't seen the demo. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyone who saw that will not buy this game. I will 100% promise you that.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Because I haven't seen the demo. I haven't seen the demo at all. Is it like buggy, or was it horrible player? Like what was it? Because I haven't seen it. So
they should have got.
I'm going based on what I played at E3. So
they should have got someone that actually knew what they were doing to play the game. That was the problem. It looked like a train wreck.
So let's say it was someone like I'm thinking. Okay, let's say somebody that we know from the gaming community is really pretty good with games, and they have an idea about Crackdown, and they play it. You think it'll be a little bit better?
It would have represented the game better, absolutely.
Better? Okay. All right. So this is more about Major Nelson than not about the game then?
Well, again, everything we've seen from Crackdown 3, including Major Nelson, take Major Nelson out of it, even taking him out of it, what have you seen of that game that excites you that say, oh my God, November 7th, I got to run out and go get Crackdown 3? Nothing.
Yeah, the only thing that I had fun about, because let's be real, Crackdown never had great stories. The stories in the game was garbage. But the thing that I liked about the game was just collecting orbs. That was honestly was the only thing that I like about the game, man.
Right, it was a collecting thing.
And
that groundbreaking, I'm doing air quotes for the Twitch chat, that groundbreaking, destructible environments, the power of the cloud, we've yet to see it. The game comes out in what, 3 or 4 months? We've yet to see it.
Yeah,
the thing that
I don't like is when a company promotes something and you don't see it at all. I don't like that. That bothers me a lot. So yeah, I mean we'll see November. Now, like I said, is this something that is going to make people buy an Xbox One X? Nah, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. But if you have a console, why not? Check it out, I guess. I mean, I'll wait for the reviews. So, can we move on now, or are we good? Can we move on?
Stop picking on Danny.
Nah, it's not picking.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to point that out since I was listening last week, and you know, you were trying to throw all that shade at me, talking about if you got an opinion, next time be on the show. Well, I am on the show, yeah, and I'm giving my opinion. Yeah,
and I give him my opinion too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. So, by the way, I posted an interview during the last episode with the creative director of Mario Rabbids. It's coming out on August 29th for Nintendo Switch. You guys got to see the video, the gameplay video, or
yes, no? I'm super excited. I cannot wait. Hey, let's talk about a game that actually will sell. Mario Plus Rabbids is going to be freaking amazing. I cannot wait for that game. Oh my God. Yeah. It looks so much fun. It looks so much good. So good. I mean, like watching you doing the co-op, the couch co-op and all that, all I was thinking, oh man, me and Trey will play that and we will just have a blast. Yeah,
I was about to say that you and your son definitely. See, originally I thought, man, is it online? Because there was the rumor that we're gonna get to see some co-op and stuff, right? So I was like, man, if it's online, that's dope. But honestly, it's good that the game is not online co-op. It's good it's more local co-op, because you definitely need some communication if you play with somebody else. Definitely need communication, man, because it could get really challenging too. You know, so what you were saying?
I have one problem, only one slight problem with this game. And this is my own personal issue. This has nothing to do with the game. It comes out 7 days before Destiny 2. So I got to cram it all in a week, or is it going to collect dust if I don't?
So that's it. You're going to play the game for a week and that's it.
You're going to play Destiny 2 for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Give this game a chance. And,
I am. You know, I literally just said
he's giving it a week.
No, you said that you were gonna give it a couple of days and then you're done.
No, I'm not. That's a joke. I'm not. Of course not.
Oh, I'm about to say.
But my point is, I mean, let's be real. I'll play it for that first week, and then I probably will put it down for a couple weeks because I'm going to be all in playing Destiny 2. I mean, that's just being honest. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So which is unfortunate. Yeah. But dude, that's a game. That's what I love about what I got to play at E3 and then watching your video doing the co-op stuff. It's a game that's going to have you'll be able to go back and replay it, try different scenarios, different strategies with people. You know, it's going to, I cannot wait for that game. It's going to be so much fun. Just a ton of fun. But yeah. Absolutely. I'll keep playing it over and over again. I can't wait for it.
You got to see the spooky level.
Yeah. I watched all that stuff. I'll say this because
I don't want to spoil like the boss for that level. But I'll tell you this: people are going to be talking about that boss for years from now. Mm-hmm. It was so freaking good, so good. I put it this way: they were like checking on me if I had my headphones on because they really wanted me to hear everything and that everything was going on during the battle. And they were looking at me like checking out my reactions and stuff, like the team, the developers and stuff at the event. So yeah, I think people are gonna love World 3, man. That was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun, especially the boss battle.
I hope so. I mean, I'm still sans a Switch here in the crib. I don't know if I don't know. It's a matter of when at this point, right? I just got to make sure that I don't want to get it and then spend a week or two on it and then it disappears and mm-hmm. just collects dust. I don't want to do a device which now has two potential game of the years with a third on the way. The disservice, right, of getting it and then not letting it get its shine. Because I mean, at this point, I've resigned myself. I think I'm only going to be playing, whether it's a console, and to be honest, I don't even know if I'm going to be ever firing up the Xbox One. At this point, it's going to be a PlayStation or PC. I don't know if I have enough time in my busy schedule to go out and get a Switch.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Take it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Can I side tangent off of the Mario thing? Because he brought up a point that I want to bring up, and it's going to make some people mad, but I have to say it. The Xbox One X, I've really thought about this, and I know people aren't going to like that I'm saying this. They made a mistake with Xbox Play Anywhere. Because, and I even said this in our chat earlier today, if they didn't have Xbox Play Anywhere, I would get an Xbox One X without hesitation on November 7th. I'm done. I'd get it as soon as pre-orders open. I would get one without hesitation. But because they have Xbox Play Anywhere and because Xbox One X isn't the signal for the quote-unquote next generation, like, you know, we've said with you, Danny, you can still play all the same games on the Xbox One S. I have no incentive to get it at $500 right now. It would literally collect dust. It would be something that would sit out in my family room versus being here in my office with my PlayStation 4 Pro and my PC, and I'm streaming and playing all the games, because basically any Danny exclusive Xbox game, I'm just going to play on my PC. You know what I'm saying? So I almost feel like it's a myth. I get what Microsoft did last year, and obviously I love the fact that it did Xbox Play Anywhere. But then when I just think purely about the Xbox One X, because it lives in the Xbox One family and isn't pushing the genre forward of the console generation, other than the super hardcore guys, I don't see a reason to get one because I have a PC. And I understand I am the exception, not the rule, because I have a PC, but they lose me as a hardware customer because of Xbox Play Anywhere. So
my question to you about that, Paris, why? Okay. So let's say there was no Xbox Anywhere, Xbox Play Anywhere, whatever. And you said you were going to buy this console this November. Why? If there's no big exclusives,
4K.
Why?
4K.
What are you gonna play? Movies? What is it? Like, what is it that you're gonna play?
I love you. See what he's doing, Pete? He thinks he's gonna twist this back onto me.
My point is, you said 4K. 4K what?
Well, 4K games. I mean, Gears 4 as a perfect example, which I've already had the chance to play in 4K. That would be something. You know, obviously Halo 5. Hey, Miracle, Crackdown 3, you know, Anthem is definitely something I would get on the Xbox platform versus on the PlayStation, because Xbox is going to have all the exclusive content, which will be a discussion I'm going to need to have a year from now with myself. Do I pick up an Xbox One X for Anthem? You know, that is a real decision I will have to make and think about, because that's a game I anticipate and I'm going to want to play. So, but my point is, as more Xbox exclusives start to come out over the next year, hey, PUBG is another example, and that's a third-party game. PUBG will make its console debut on an Xbox. So Pete and I have been talking about this, you know, anyways. That's going to be freaking huge. I would want to be a part of that. I wouldn't say, oh, well, I have a PC and I'll just sit on the sideline. No, I actually think I want to be a part of that. So again, that's something else to consider. But my point that I was making to you is, I lean more towards no than I do yes for an Xbox One X, because the incentive just isn't there enough. I would say if I had to do a percentage on it, I'm 75% no, 25% yeah. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna wait so far. Like, the more I've been playing lately, like a lot of games lately, I'm like, that could wait. It's not no rush.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but you said, Battlegrounds, is that this year?
Yes,
it's
this year.
It's fourth quarter. It's supposed to be a launch exclusive on the Xbox One X. Player Unknown, aka Brendan Green, aka
Player Unknown. It's also going to be available for other consoles, the other versions too. It's not only Xbox One X. I could play this.
It's a console launch exclusive, and they worded that exactly like that at E3. It's going to launch for consoles on the Xbox One X, the Scorpion.
That don't make no sense. That makes no sense, because
it's not available right now on PlayStation 4, and it won't be.
No, but you're saying Xbox One X. I don't have an Xbox One X. I can still play on a One S. That's what I'm trying to say. I can still play it.
I don't know if there's been enough verbiage on that.
They said, remember their thing from last year, they don't want people to be behind, so everybody's going to experience the same thing. Am I right? That's what they said in every interview.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. It's a console launch exclusive.
Yeah, so what is it's the Xbox One console.
Or just Xbox One family of games or whatever, family of consoles, family of plastic.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I get it. So Paris, you saying that, does that mean that you're going to play more on the Xbox One X if you choose to go that route than you would on PC?
But that's my point. I would still go PC. I would still go PC, because Xbox Play Anywhere is on PC. Why would I invest the $500 into Xbox One X? And we got a subscriber, G Money. Yes, thank you very much for that. Appreciate G that. Money. Can't dance because I'm talking. But my point is, if Xbox Play Anywhere didn't exist, I see a scenario where I have an Xbox One X and I play a PUBG on it. I play a Gears 4, Halo 6, and all these things, because I'm going to want to experience them in 4K. But I can just do that on my PC. I don't need to do that. And I'm going to say something truly hypocritical right now. And I've been talking about, by the way, the chat was saying when I'm going to jump on the PUBG bandwagon. I've actually been playing the last couple nights with Pete in a Discord crew.
Played with us last night.
Yeah, with the Discord crew. So make sure you join our Discord channel, because it's amazing.
Definitely.
Hypocritical in this sense, I'm highly considering getting a 21:9 ultra wide monitor, and it would be 1440p and not 4K. So that makes me kind of a hypocrite, because in a sense I'm slightly downgrading from 4K in that way, but I want that experience of ultra wide, and I don't want to wait two more years when we have 4K ultra wides. I want to experience it now, so I'm thinking about doing that. You know what I mean? But that's just me. I'm crazy. So I can do those things. So in that scenario, no, I wouldn't even be playing Xbox games in 4K, because I'd be playing them in 1440p on my ultra wide monitor. But I'd be playing them G-Sync, 100 megahertz, you know, all that whole thing. So it's kind of a trade-off in that way, which that is something that Xbox One X can't do. So which one do I prefer? I'm going to find out.
Speaking about the Xbox One X, I don't know about this, but they're gonna have like a Taco Bell giveaway. I think PlayStation have done that too with their with Vita, and I believe was it VR and the console too. So yeah, every 15 minutes they're gonna be a winner of Xbox One X.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not the first time Microsoft has done that. They've done that in the past.
With Burger King. With the Xbox I won. And even Esme, she won also an Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. During I think it was with Burger King. So yeah, this is the first time with Taco Bell, but I think Sony has been doing that with Taco Bell now for multiple years. Vita, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation VR. So that's good. Hey, I mean, hey, if you don't want to pay no $4.99, you just want to buy a taco, that's it, man. This is I think this is the cheapest way.
Yeah.
But your thoughts, guys? I know you guys don't eat fast food, but
yeah,
I mean, it's cheaper than $4.99.
Well, I mean, it's not just a console. They'll get Forza Motorsport 7 and a 3-month pass for Xbox
Game Pass. Xbox Live? Oh, Game Pass. Oh,
yeah, for Game Pass. So they'll have an opportunity to play backward compatible games and, you know, that whole thing that they announced at E3. Which, if you really think about it, and it's a question, I don't know. Do you need Xbox One or do you need Xbox Live in order for Xbox Game Pass to work? Or would that subscription just allow you to play and have access just to that server farm?
No, I think you do have access for that, but for the games that multiplayer games, you can't play unless you have Xbox Live. It's two different services.
Interesting. Well, you remember a lot of the stuff that Xbox does is behind the Xbox Live paywall. So that's again my question, and I don't know if Microsoft has been forthcoming with answering that question. Where
they took that off a long time ago. Remember before you couldn't watch YouTube, you couldn't watch Netflix as
right.
Long
but this is a subscription service. Are you required to have Xbox Live in order to have that service functioning?
You don't.
You know this for a fact?
I could have sworn. I'm dead serious. I think I had this conversation with. Oh my god, who was it from Xbox? Alexa was wrong, but that's what I heard at E3 because I asked him about that. Yeah, look it up. I mean, I could have sworn you don't need Xbox Live for that.
I'm literally looking it up right now. You guys keep talking. And matter of fact, I see it. Do you need an Xbox Live Gold membership to access Xbox Game Pass? No.
Oh,
no.
There you go.
Yeah. You don't need an Xbox Live Gold membership to access Xbox Game Pass.
There you go.
As with all Xbox Live titles, you will need an Xbox Live Gold membership to play multiplayer in Xbox Game Pass title. So it's just for the multiplayer, but you don't need gold to actually participate with Game Pass just to get the games.
That's actually pretty dope. That's actually really, really dope.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's good for parents, but parents that just don't want to waste money all the time like buying games. Just pay that monthly and that's it. You don't have to get no Xbox Live. By the way, Paris, this is very interesting, man, because, you know, we've been talking about Super Mario Odyssey now for a while. And this is the first Mario game to get an E10 plus rating.
Yeah, I know. Very interesting. I saw that. That's an interesting development.
Yeah, because it's always E, right?
Mm-hmm.
For everyone.
For everyone.
But this one is a little upgrade. I mean, it's not mature, but that's interesting. I wonder why, because I didn't see, like when I got to play it, I didn't see any differences compared to that in the past Mario game. So I'm wondering why.
My guess, like, I know they go to, you know, the Donkey Kong City or whatever, maybe because of the human characters, they had to upgrade it because that takes some of the realism out or that adds some realism to it, I should say. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
I mean, could be.
Yeah. Or the dinosaurs. Someone just said the dinosaurs. Maybe it's the dinosaurs.
I don't know. The only thing I could think of is because I don't recall when we were playing at E3 if you interacted with humans or if you could cause damage or injure the humans in game, and as a result could be construed as violence. And you know how, you know, the Japanese culture is real strict and how they want to do things in game. So that's the only thing that I could potentially see as a reason for them to do that. I still think it's a big deal. I mean, I've never like you said, this is a first for Nintendo is you know, in general. Yeah. So I'm surprised.
I think Smash Brothers was E10. E10 plus.
That's, I guess, because it's simulated violence against characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. You have a point there. Yeah, you're right.
That's the only thing I can think of is having that designation for that as a result. But I mean,
I guess it's
a good thing for them. I guess it's just a good thing for them to try to break them out of the, you know, they're E for everyone and they're considered the kids, you know, the kids title.
Mm. All right. So we have a sponsor for this episode.
And I just want to take a moment to get a word from our sponsor, Western Digital. And with Western Digital, you're now able to get solid state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with reliable Western Digital hard drives, you can get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more, all in a single place and for a limited time. Gamertag Radio listeners, pay attention to this. I tell you guys this every week. You can get up to 20% off a Western Digital solid state drive with our coupon code WDGTR. Now, like I say all the time, guys, I got that 4 terabyte SSHD drive, and it has been a lifesaver for me for all my 4K video that I've been doing, just with all the streaming and game capture and everything. I don't know what I would do without it right now, you know? So again, use that coupon code WDGTR, get 20% off a Western Digital solid state drive. And you can find out more about this at WD.com/GTR. Again, that's WD.com/GTR. Use our coupon code WDGTR.
All right. So Nintendo says that later this month, people finally could pre-order the Super NES Classic by the end of this month. I think late August. I wonder how crazy it's going to be once that goes live, because I'm going to try to get it. And I know a lot of people that tried when it was up on a Walmart, their site, and everybody's pre-order got canceled, which is crazy. But your thoughts? I think this is gonna sell. I think, man, it's gonna sell a lot of copies, man, a lot of copies. I was even having a conversation with one of my friends that you know, he loves Super Nintendo. He plays more of the stuff now, like PlayStation and Xbox, but he's even planning to get this just on a couple of games alone from there, like F-Zero and Super Punch-Out, right, and so on. So, and I think my brother's buying it just because of the RPGs, Secret of Mana, Zelda, Link to the Past, and so on. So, your thoughts?
I have a bone to pick with them. I don't know if I'm a fan of this whole NES Classic, Super NES Classic, with pre-orders that get sold out mm-hmm. immediately, and they don't provide enough inventory. The last couple of launches for Nintendo have been exactly the same. I don't see them changing their way or their methodology. I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth when each and every time they do this money grab. And it's not like they need it. It's not like they're struggling on the cash bus. They're floating in money. Like they're literally they're the dudes at the clubs like this, just fanning money in the air. I don't know. It just I just disagree with the whole with if you're gonna do it, I don't have a problem with them selling a classic or an NES classic, but putting such a tight stranglehold on the inventory that they put out to the public just leaves a bad taste in my mouth, and I don't like it.
I mean, it is annoying, and then they haven't learned yet from the NES classic, so. Yeah, you want to say something, Paris?
No, I'm just gonna say, you know, we talked about this before. I'm passing on it. I'll wait to see what the virtual console is going to be, because that's where I want to play these older games. I want to play them on the Switch. I don't, because like I said, my kids got it. The NES Classic, the thing's been collecting dust for months. So sure, there'll be that early novelty of, oh my God, I got the Super Nintendo, and they'll play it for a few weeks and then it'll collect dust too. So yeah, I'm over it. And like Pete's saying, we know Nintendo will botch the inventory of this thing during the holiday, and you'll have silly parents like me standing outside in the cold at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, waiting to get this thing, you know, which I shudder just thinking about what I had to do to get that NES Classic.
How many hours you were there, Paris?
Like I said, I got there at 1 o'clock in the morning and Target didn't open until 7. So 6 hours sitting outside in the cold.
6 hours. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I only done that once. I think it was for the original Wii. And when they opened the door, they only had 3. I was number 4. And there was like 20 people in line.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. That sucked. That sucked. All right, let's see what else we have here. By the way, man, Sony PlayStation is still dominating, man. Crazy sales. I'm reading right here in total. I think it was like over 60 million. Hold on a second. Actually, 63.3 million consoles sold.
And that's 3.3 million since April. Mm-hmm. From April to June. To the end of June, so beginning of July. 3.3 million consoles. I mean, do we know off the top of our head what Microsoft has sold on the Xbox One?
Don't know.
30 million? I think they split it. I think it's like a 50%.
I think what I've read somewhere, can't say from who, but I think in the States, I think PlayStation is kind of up there ahead, but not by a lot. But when it comes to worldwide, the PlayStation is killing Xbox, like destroying Xbox.
It's
especially like in Europe and in Latin America.
It's 2-1. You
know? Yeah.
It's 2-1. It's what it's been for a while. And that's pretty much what it's going to be for the rest of this generation. I mean, the crazy thing that think of it this way, PlayStation 5 is probably not till 2020. I know people keep, oh, it's going to come next year. It's not, dude, that thing is not coming next year. These sales numbers tells you Sony has zero incentive to try and end this generation. They're going to lengthen it as long as they possibly can. So let's just say for argument's sake, 2020 is when PlayStation 5 drops, right? They will have probably sold over 100 million PlayStation 4s by then. Think about that. That is insane. I think it took them 10 years to get 100 million with, was it the original PlayStation or PlayStation 2? Because I know one of them.
I think it was PlayStation 2.
Yeah. It took 10 years to get that long. They're probably going to eclipse that by 7 or 8. 7 or 8 years, they're going to hit 100 million with PlayStation 4. You know, because let's be real here. It is showing zero signs of slowing down at this point, you know?
Yeah. And especially if they... If PlayStation like come up with like a cheaper price for the console this holiday season again, like last year, it's gonna sell, man. It's gonna sell a lot of copies, man.
We said, the pro is gonna be $350 retail, if not less, this holiday. I mean, I can easily see scenarios where you pick up the PlayStation 4 Pro with like 2 games, like they'll throw in Uncharted, Lost Legacy, and Horizon Zero Dawn, that new DLC that's gonna come out, something like that. Just throw those games in there, $350. Thing will sell like hotcakes.
Wait, they do have don't they have like a new console coming out to promote Destiny 2? PlayStation
They got a white one and a black one, and they got a Destiny 2 controller all coming out.
But it's not a Pro though, right? It's just a regular Slim.
I can't remember. I didn't pay enough attention to know, because I'm not going to buy it. So I don't know.
No, but still, that's huge, man. That's huge. Yeah. I mean, it's a big game, and already twice, man. Like I said, I mentioned this last episode, man. Third party is important, man. Like
it is
just that alone right there, that is going to sell like crazy, man. Just with Destiny 2.
Chat room saying it's a Pro. It is a Pro. Yeah.
Oh, it's a Pro? Okay. Yep. Uh-huh. Good to know. Damn. Yeah, it's going to sell. It's going to sell. And how many like hard drive? Like, what's the space in there?
I think it's
a terabyte.
I think it's a terabyte. Yeah.
Okay. Cool, man. Damn. That's big.
Yeah.
Big. All right. So, any other topics before we go to fan mail?
I mean, it's been kind of a slow week. I'll reiterate this, because I said it in the after show and that we had, which, you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this haven't had a chance to watch. But I think when we're talking about the whole sales number, October 27th being like the death lineup and all that, and we're talking about Crackdown 3, I actually think Wolfenstein 2 is going to be a sales disappointment as well. And I think Wolfenstein 2 is probably going to be one of the better games of 2017. But putting it out when they are, they're literally doing what EA did to Titanfall 2. They're sending it off to fail. Bethesda would have been better off either putting that game out in late August or September, or holding it until early 2018, in my opinion. Because I think putting out on that same day as Mario Odyssey, Assassin's Creed, hell, I even throw in Stranger Things, and then you got Call of Duty, the Xbox One X, and Star Wars Battlefront coming right behind it. Dude, people, I don't see it selling. I really don't see it selling. And that's going to be a damn shame.
I think it's going to sell.
You think everything's going to sell.
That game is beginning a lot of buzz, man. Even during E3, and now they had like a press event in, I believe, in New York and also San Francisco. It's gonna sell, man.
Okay.
It's getting great reviews, great feedback. And the thing is, remember too, when these companies like they announce a release date, they don't know that other companies are also gonna have like the same day. They don't know.
I understand that, but let me ask you this question: You're Roxanne. I got shot by a freaking a crazy Xbox fan who's tired of me talking bad about Xbox, right? So I'm gone. Roxanne is raising the kids, and she got to go get some games. It's October 27th. She walks in the store. She sees Assassin's Creed. She sees a pre-order ticket for Call of Duty, Battlefront 2, and
Crackdown
then
3.
Yeah, a Crackdown 3 and Xbox One X, and then Wolfenstein. Where on the list do you think Wolfenstein falls in there? Because the average consumer probably buying one, maybe two games tops this holiday. So, and let's throw in right before that, NBA 2K18 is going to be out. I mean, Forza 7 is going to be out. Obviously, Destiny 2 is out. There is a lot of quality titles that will be fighting for consumers' money this holiday.
It's going to be Titanfall 2 all over again.
That's my point. Whereas, I'm not, obviously, I love Wolfenstein. I thought the first one was freaking brilliant. I loved it. The prequel was brilliant.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I can't wait for Wolfenstein 2. Look, hand raised. I'll be there day one. But I think most people will pass on it. That's the point I'm making. I see this being Titanfall 2, where the three of us, we all agree that Titanfall 2 campaign was straight fire. It was one of the best campaigns I played in a long time. But no one bought it. And that's a damn shame.
Kevorkian in the chat. She sees four SKUs and has no idea what to buy.
Exactly.
Four SKUs all over again.
Yeah. Now, I mean, like us gamers, right? The hardcore gamers, we're probably going to buy two copies of that group of games that is out there at the same time, right? At the same day, I mean. But I think we're probably going to probably like read online like which one has like the best reviews first and just choose from there, maybe. I guess, I mean, I don't know. But I think Mario is gonna sell automatically because he's just Mario.
Think about this. I didn't even mention Mario in that scenario. I've totally forgot about Mario. Jesus Christ. No one's buying Wolfenstein. It's a wrap. No one's buying it.
Oh man, all right, you guys in the chat. Do you see yourself like buying this game or not? Let us know in the chat. I'm very curious about that, man, because there's a lot of freaking games, man, on that day. Oof. Do you count WWE 2K? Because that sells. Do you count that?
It does.
Really?
This is the point I'm making, Danny. Look at all these games that are coming out. You're right. WWE does traditionally sell. So throw that into the mix. All the wrestling fans are going to run out and go get that. You know what I mean?
Do we have FIFA 18 in there too? Oh wait, Evil Within 2?
Is that in October 2? No.
October 13th.
Oh my God.
No.
Bethesda is pulling the EA. They're trying to kill their own franchises. Putting them
all right, so we have people. Juggernaut says, nope, he's not going to do it. Kenobi says, Mario. Yeti said, Mario and Destiny PC that week. We forgot about that.
Yeah, Destiny.
Un33K says that more people will pass on Crackdown and more inclined to buy Wolfenstein and Crackdown. Actually, you're wrong because Danny says it's going to be the top selling game of 2017. So you're wrong.
No, Unique plays on Xbox One X. I know him. Yo, I got him on my friends list.
You're an idiot. I never said that. Yo.
And Battlefront 2, which does look like fire. We played it. We enjoyed it.
Oh, man. Wait a minute, Sea of Thieves. Oh, that's next year.
That's next year.
Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oh, and let's throw in, like I said, and I know it comes earlier, but you got the Uncharted Lost Legacy, which has basically been built into like a full-on Uncharted game now. And I know that comes out in August, so I mean, that's earlier on. Madden, obviously, is coming out in August. That's going to be traditionally big. Dude, there's so many games, and we cannot sleep on Battlefront 2. Battlefront 2 damn near might challenge Call of Duty this year.
XCOM 2 also, the War of the Chosen, the DLC. There's so much stuff. Absolver, August 29th.
Oh my god!
Man, I think it's not gonna sell Call of Duty though, man.
It's gonna get close though. That's my point. It'll be the second highest selling game this year. I'll put money on that. The episode 8 hype. You have a campaign now with it. The space battles. Look, we played the multiplayer. The multiplayer was
Multiplayer is fire. It's dope. Fire.
So you throw all that in there. Oh, dude, Battlefront 2 is going to sell. EA is going to make a boatload off of that game this year.
I'm reading all these Crackdown comments. It's hilarious.
but it's going to sell.
It's going to sell.
You know what, Danny? Because I see him talking about it in here. Which one sells more, Cuphead or Crackdown 3?
Ooh.
Cuphead, because it's cheaper. It's $20.
Okay, exactly. Which will be the better game, Cuphead or Crackdown 3?
Man, that's a good question, man. I think Cuphead, man. Cuphead.
I can't believe it took you that long to actually say that.
I know.
No, because here's the thing. We don't know if the game is short or long. We really don't know much. We only seen what they've shown us and what they had at E3. You know?
Now, here's a serious question. Is that Ori? Yeah. Is the Ori sequel this year or is that 2018? I can't remember.
They haven't defined a date yet. They haven't even stated a date on that yet.
Then it's next year.
We talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
It's next year then, because they would have said so by now.
Yeah, there's no date on that. Nah, for real, Cuphead, man. Everybody's here cracking up. Wait a minute. So the NC454 says Crackhead?
Crackhead 3.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You guys have any questions, fam mail? Fan mail questions? Let's do this.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
People
were asking for it. They were asking for it, so I gave it to them.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay, I got one. Here we go.
Oh.
You ready?
Go for it. Yeah.
This is just for you, Danny. Okay. This is from Ben. He's saying, hey, Gamertag crew, I absolutely love the show and have been listening for about a year now. You got to interrupt me. I can't even read the email. Here we go. So he's saying, you all have great chemistry and I love the banter on the show. It's amazing and insightful to listen to you all twice a week. And I really appreciate it. I've been gaming my whole life. I was brought up with Nintendo and Xbox and have always had the latest of both. I've never really understood the whole console war thing, but I'm starting to get why there's a lot of love for PlayStation. I've never consistently had a PlayStation in my home, but I'm planning on purchasing a PS4 Pro instead of an Xbox One X and moving my base of operations to Sony because of their consistent commitment to proving the best first-party games and exclusive content. The way Microsoft is advancing, I don't feel like they're even planning on releasing another generation of consoles. I'm going to stop it right there. So thank you, Ben, for that. He goes on more, but we get the gist of it.
He actually has a question later on.
Okay, I wasn't gonna leave that alone, but okay, now I gotta keep going. So he goes, sorry to go on so long, but I have a question for Danny. Mm-hmm. You all can never seem to get a straight or consistent answer from Danny, and he always gets so defensive and starts backpedaling faster than an NFL cornerback. Now, I want to say I wasn't going to read this, and Pete pressured me into doing it. I still don't understand.
Yeah, because Pete loves that. Pete loves that. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Bully. Still,
he goes, yeah, all right, let me finish it. He goes, I still don't understand his decision about not even considering a PS4 Pro over the Xbox Scorpion. Does Danny secretly hate PlayStation because they are the better system this generation, or am I missing something? I'll stop at that. So, okay, Danny, there you go. Do you want to respond?
Look, you see this? That's a PlayStation 4 controller. I'm good.
He just threw it away.
What is it? I'm a hater, yo. What is it? I'm a hater.
Oh, I just threw it away.
Seriously, I need to buy a PlayStation 4 Pro.
No. Okay. In his defense, even though I don't think those kind of comments are kind of ridiculous, but in his defense, yeah. I basically brought up the same thing to you, because when you were talking about getting the next gen Pro or an Xbox One X, you quickly dismissed the Pro and then went on to these reasons to justify why you get an Xbox One X. We already had mm-hmm. that conversation. We don't need to have it again. So I think that's mm-hmm. where he's getting this from. Look, let me say this in Danny's defense, and then you can defend your own self. I'm going to just say this for the record. Mm-hmm. Danny owns every console there is. So
Except
the PC, which he's even talking about getting a PC. And Danny continues to interrupt me even when I try and defend him. I just want to point that out.
You know I love you, bro.
The point is, he owns all the platforms. So if he prefers one over the other, it's his money and he can do whatever the hell he wants. So I think when people get into this whole console war debate about, well, you like Xbox more than PlayStation, my answer to that is, so what? Does it really matter? At the end of the day, if you're playing games and you're enjoying games, that's all that should really matter to any of us. It shouldn't matter if it's branded PlayStation or it's branded Xbox. It's about the content that's on that platform. And look, Danny loves Sunset Overdrive. I think he's freaking crazy for loving it, but he likes it. He plays it. That's his choice. Just the same as anyone that's watching this or listening to this right now. Any game that you want to enjoy, that's your choice. I love Destiny, and I catch so much heat on social media all the time. Yo, Paris, all you do is talk about Destiny all the time. You want to know why I talk about it all the time? Because I freaking love it. That's why I talk about it all the time. Same as Pete loves PUBG, and hell, I'm playing it now. I might start talking about that too. But again, it's our choice. It's the choice. And that's what's so great about this industry, about us doing this podcast and stream or whatever you want to call it. It's a choice. And we do it because we love to do it, not because we have to do it. Okay, I'm gonna shut up. Danny, defend yourself. I'm out.
No, I don't need to defend myself. I don't have to prove anyone anything. Like, no, I'm a fan of games. That's it. I'm not a fan of brands. And if you think that I'm a huge fan of Xbox, I'm more a fan of Nintendo than anything else, basically, you know. So that's all I have to say.
No, and just to solidify it, it's not mm-hmm. just Paris coming to your defense. It's common knowledge that you are just a fan of games and you do have all of them. I mean, hell, you have more than probably Paris and I combined at your house alone. You still play. I mean, even on Cafe Con Danny in the morning, you play the older stuff. It's, you don't just stay on the current stuff. So, you know, we all have our own opinions and stuff like that. Like, you know, we think that Sunset Overdrive is trash, but you love it, but that's you. Right. So mm-hmm. there's no way that we could defend or we can argue your opinion. You choose to play on console and that's your decision. That's your choice. Nobody can convince you or tell you otherwise. So,
you know what I think it is? Sometimes at the moment I might say, I'm expressing myself like pretty bad sometimes. Cause at the moment I'm like heated, not heated, but more of like, and I'll say the wrong things. I'm like, well, that's, it's already there live on Twitch, live on the podcast. But, dude, I'm just a fan of games, man. I really don't freaking care about brands and stuff, man, you know? And I even said it too, man. Like, I could wait for Xbox One X next year. I'm good. Or PlayStation 4 Pro. I could wait. I have all the systems, man. You know? So, anything else?
Well, I'm sure we've got plenty of fan mail. I just got to go through them all.
Oh, I think at Discord, we have a couple questions in the fan mail section.
Well, this is a quick one-off. Someone emailed us asking about Skyrim VR. He goes, is it a new SKU or is it a patch? I'm pretty sure it's just a patch. They're not asking you to buy the game all over again.
That's true. Man, I don't know. I just don't see myself playing a long game like that VR-wise. Ugh, I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
That's a very long game. I can understand like a shorter game, but something like that, too much, I think. Oh, we have another subscriber. Woo! Where you at, Pete? Where you at?
Oh, no, I'm doing the dance. You got to look at the camera, though. Shout out to Wolf School Noob for the Twitch subscription, bro. Thank you for using the Twitch Prime on the channel, dude. We appreciate it and love it. Thank you,
absolutely. Fam. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. We really appreciate it. And let's say this, because this wasn't said directly to us. This was told to me by a friend who mm-hmm. heard this from someone else that knows our show and knows we're doing Twitch and all that, that we were getting criticized that we beg for Twitch subscriptions. And I just want to say for the record, any and everyone that has subscribed to this channel, thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. It is going to do nothing but help us make this channel better and make Gamertag Radio as a whole better, because any money that we do get from this, we invest it back into ourselves. We invest it back into the show. That's just straight up. That's what it's being used for. But I know, and I'm going to speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for Pete or Danny. I will never ask anyone to subscribe. If you want to subscribe and support us, you do it because you want to do it, because you love what we're doing. We will never ask anyone to actually pay, quote unquote, to be a part of this show. That's why we go out and get sponsors like Western Digital to be able to help us with that stuff. But trust me, mm-hmm. we do appreciate all the support that you guys give us. And it is heard. That's why we do the dance and all that kind of stuff. Because look, we're doing Twitch. We don't know what the hell we're doing. We're trying to still figure it all out, right? But we truly, sincerely, or at least I truly, sincerely, you know, appreciate everything that people that have been watchers and listeners of the show over the years have done for us. It goes without saying.
Man, now I'm thinking, when have you ever, we never even said
yeah,
that.
When have we ever like asked ever. For or begged, please subscribe, we need the money.
Please, no, I'm dying, please.
I don't know. I think that's just, hey, it just goes back to what I said years ago, man. You know you're successful. You know you're doing it right when the haters start coming out the woodworks and start talking yeah. about you. So we must be doing something right. We can only do better. Obviously, there's room for improvement across the board.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So definitely.
Hey, mm-hmm. again, thank you from the bottom of our heart. Hey, we got a donation yesterday. I damn near got into tears.
Yeah,
I got in my feelings last night. Thank you. I thank you last night. I want to say it was Zev92. I think he's still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to see that video last night.
Yeah, no, he's not here.
That was cool. That was awesome.
But yeah, man, I got my feelings. I legit almost cried on the goddamn camera because we got a donation, man. So yeah. I mean, thank you. I mean, it's from the bottom of our hearts, man. It's fam. It's love, dude. You know, well, what we love.
Can I address something in the chat room really quick? Because I see we have someone that I guess doesn't necessarily agree with what we're saying, and I'll just simply say to that person, and anyone else is watching this or listening to this, we are keeping it 100, being honest. I mean, yeah, the sub button is active because that's quote unquote a part of this whole Twitch process. You know, we're not saying that, look, we're not rich. We got families to feed and all that stuff. We do this because we love to do it. And any support mm-hmm. that we can get for it, like I said, we reinvest this into the show. Like my whole streaming setup, literally everything that is in here right now that we use was purchased because of Gamertag Radio. It wasn't purchased for my own selfish reasons. It was so that I can stream and make the content that we do better. We have bigger and better plans for things that we want to do the rest of this year and going into E3 next mm-hmm. year. You know, we're not taking this money and putting it in our pocket and partying on a cruise ship in the Bahamas on October 20th, even scam or not. You know what I'm saying? We do. Look, let me put this. You guys did not get to see the freaking tongue lashing that my wife gave me when she walked in this house yesterday and go, what the hell are all these damn lights in here and what are you doing with them? You know what I'm saying? You don't see that side of it, but I do it because I love doing this. And I take that ass whipping from my wife for you guys. I take the L because of you guys, because I love doing it.
Let me tell you, man, we just started, you know, with the whole Twitch thing and we're learning, and that's the one thing that we've never done, man. Out of the 12 years that we've been podcasting, we have never begged for money, man, like ever, you know. So thank you for everybody that's been supporting us on the podcast and through Twitch. Follow, subscribe, both sides, doesn't matter. Thank you so much. That's it means a lot to us, you know, because, you know, to me, the XP in Paris, man, it took me some time to say, okay, you know what, let's do this video thing. These two guys were pushing me like, come on, let's do this, Godfrey, come on, man, let's do this. And then I'm like, you know what? Let's go. If it's gonna help the podcast for us to get new listeners, let's do it. Let's take our podcast to the next level. And look, we're doing pretty good so far, man. You know, so But beg, never. That's not our style. So, yeah. Any other questions there, guys? The chat or Discord? How many?
Oh no, there's a few questions in Discord, but I don't think they're suitable for.
Oh no, okay. We could do the after show if anything.
I'll just say this because I guess we'll get to the point that we're starting to wrap it up now. That, you know, like Danny said, it took him a little longer to get on board with the whole video stuff that we want to do in the streaming and all that. Like this is the direction that we're going. The podcast, you guys listen to this. This is the direction that we're trying to go. We want to get better doing streaming, the podcast, games. Like, trust me, it's a weird feeling for me that I, like all these games and stuff that I want to play and that I want to do, my second thought is, okay, how am I going to stream them? When am I going to do it? What's the time period? You know what I'm saying? Because I think now that we're starting to get into review season for games, like we'll take Mario plus Rabbids. This is a great example because this will be coming up pretty soon. We will most likely get a review copy of that. That's just going to happen. We, you know, Danny went to the event, all that stuff. So we get that game early. We're going to stream it here. If Ubisoft says we can stream that game, we're streaming it here so that you guys can see it and it can help you make your purchase decision. Instead of just listening to us talk about how great a game could be, you guys can actually watch us play it and go, my God, they freaking suck at it, but the game's so beautiful, I think I'll get it anyway. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. So between the three of us, like Danny's, you know, been doing an amazing job, you know, streaming like all these old school games. And it's just you guys giving us the feedback is really helping us out. And then just all these people in the community, like, look, this overlay that you guys are looking at right now, freaking Mandy made this for us. You know, some of the emotes and everything that we got for people that do subscribe, people in the community have made this stuff for us. And it's amazing, man. It absolutely is amazing. And this is what drives me to keep doing this because of the brotherhood that the three of us have and just all the love and support that we get from the community. It pushes me to want to just keep getting better doing this. Okay, I'm done.
Yep. And we all 100%. Buy Crackdown.
And so Wolf School actually has a question. When will Paris play Destiny with me? Meaning with him. That would make my year, man. So Wolf School Noob, he was one of the subscribers from today.
Hey, you subscribed? Look, now I'm going to get selfish. Since you subscribed, we go play right now. We end the show. Let's go play right now. No, but jokes aside, though, I mean, dude, Destiny 2. I mean, that's part of it for me. Part of why I love that game so much is meeting all these new people. You get into your fire teams, you do the raids and all that kind of stuff. So absolutely add me on PSN, Vicious696, and do not be shy to send me an invite or hit me up on a party chat or whatever, because, you know, that's how get out your comfort zone. If you're shy or whatever and like, oh, I don't know if I want to bother me, you won't be bothering me. Trust me, you won't be bothering me.
Hey, I think we're all the same because I had that same situation happen to me just two nights ago. I think it was Monday night. I figured I was just going to jump on and do a quick little bit of streaming on PUBG. And Dats, J-Blade, and I can't remember the last person, but they were all asking in a chat, hey, would you play with people in the community? I was like, absolutely, I will end my game. I threw the grenade to the ground, killed myself, and said, let's go. So that's Aggie, there you go. It's exactly what we look forward to while we're doing this. It's not just sitting behind a camera or sitting behind a microphone and trying to go out to, you know, events or whatever. No, that has nothing to do with it. It's that community interaction. And it's exactly what, you know, essentially brought us all together in the first place 10 years ago.
Yep.
And now with the advent of Discord, all that is done has been able to allow us to interface again with the community, which is what we love. You know what I mean? So absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so, and we will continue to do that.
Even like the past few days, I've been playing a lot of Friday the 13th, the game. And even people from the community have been joining and also watching it live. And they've been like helping me like, okay, Danny, this is what you do. Because I was like, I haven't played the game. It was like totally new to me. So they were giving me tips. And I think one person joined, I think it was Saigon. He's not here. He joined and we were playing together. We found a walkie-talkie in the game. Like, he was in another area. We were talking, communicating each other. We're telling where Jason was at and everything. So that was a lot of fun. And actually, I'm going to Orlando next week, guys. Next week, I'm going to Orlando Friday. of next week till Sunday. So, Pete, I know we have to record an episode, so I'm probably going to record an episode from the hotel room over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm planning to meet up with a couple of the community members from GTR
over there. What day is this again?
Next week. What's next week? Friday? I don't know what day is that, but it's next week, Friday.
The 11th. Oh.
Yeah, the 11th all the way through the 13th.
I would love to. My son's coming down from college that day, so I will not be able to.
Oh, so we have to. We'll talk behind the scenes.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. And anything else, guys? I think we should wrap it up and do our after show here.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, okay. So head over to GamerTagWare.com or play.it/GamerTag. Listen to our past episodes. Make sure to share it with your friends. And let everybody know about GTR. You can find us on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and other podcast directories. Also, you can find us here on Twitch, twitch.tv/GamerTagRadio. You can follow us there and watch us live record 2 episodes every week. Every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. And for those who are staying here, after show. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.